Hello, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that trips up so many students, but is absolutely essential for both foundation and higher tier error intervals. Now, I know what you're thinking. Error intervals sound complicated, but trust me, once you understand the logic behind them, they become one of the most predictable topics in your exam. And predictable means marks in the bag. Error intervals appear in nearly every AQA GCSE paper, usually worth 2 to 4 marks. They test your understanding of measurement accuracy, inequality notation, and for higher tier students, how to propagate those bounds through calculations. So whether you're aiming for a grade 5 or pushing for that grade 9, mastering this topic is non-negotiable. Let's get started. So, what exactly is an error interval? Well, whenever we measure something in the real world, whether it's length, mass, time, or temperature, we can never be perfectly precise. If I tell you a table is 2 meters long, measured to the nearest meter, the actual length could be anywhere from 1.5 meters up to, but not including 2.5 meters. That range of possible values is the error interval. The key thing to remember is the standard format. Lower bound is less than or equal to x, which is less than the upper bound. We write this as LB, less than or equal to x, less than UB. Notice the inequality symbols carefully. The lower bound uses less than or equal to because the smallest possible value is included in our interval. But the upper bound uses a strict less than symbol because that's where the next interval begins. It's not actually included. Let me give you a concrete example. If a distance is given as 50 meters to the nearest 10 meters, what's the error interval? Well, numbers round to 50 if they're anywhere from 45 up to 55. So our lower bound is 45 meters. And our upper bound is 55 meters. We write this as 45 less than or equal to x less than 55. Simple, right? Now here's where students often lose marks. They write 45 less than or equal to x less than or equal to 55. That's mathematically incorrect. If x could equal 55, then 55 would round to 50, but it doesn't. It rounds to 60. So we must use the strict inequality. 45 less than or equal to x less than 55. Let's talk about the difference between rounding and truncation, because this is a classic exam trap. When a number is rounded, we use the halfway point. So 4.7 rounded to the nearest whole number is 5, and the error interval is 4.5 less than or equal to x less than 5.5. But when a number is truncated, we simply chop off the decimal places. So 4.7 truncated to the nearest whole number is 4, and the error interval is 4 less than or equal to x less than 5. Truncation doesn't care about the halfway point, it just cuts. Examiners love testing this distinction. If a question says truncated to one decimal place, the interval width is 0.1, not 0.05 either side. So 3.6 truncated to one decimal place means the actual value is anywhere from 3.6 up to, but not including, 3.7. Write that as 3.6 less than or equal to x less than 3.7. Another common pitfall. Significant figures, especially when zeros are involved. If a number is given as 50 to 1 significant figure, candidates often think the bounds are 49.5 and 50.5. Wrong. The first significant figure is the 5, so we're rounding to the nearest 10. That means 45 less than or equal to x less than 55. Always identify which digit is significant before finding your bounds. For higher tier students, there's an extra layer, calculating with bounds. Let's say you have a rectangle with length 12 centimeters to the nearest centimeter and width 8 centimeters to the nearest centimeter. The question asks for the maximum possible area. Here's the method. First, find the bounds of each measurement. Length is 11.5 less than or equal to L less than 12.5, and width is 7.5 less than or equal to W less than 8.5. Second, identify which bounds to use. For maximum area, we need maximum length times maximum width. Third, calculate 12.5 times 8.5 equals 106.25. Finally, state your answer with units. Maximum area equals 106.25 square centimeters. The critical thing is find the bounds first, then calculate. Don't try to find the bounds of the final answer directly. That's a recipe for errors. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. Error interval questions are usually worth 2 to 3 marks, so you should spend about 2 to 3 minutes on them. The mark scheme is very specific. 1 mark for the correct lower bound, 1 mark for the correct upper bound, and 1 mark for the correct inequality notation. Common mistake number 1, using less than or equal to for the upper bound. I've said it before, but it's worth repeating. the upper bound must use less than, not less than or equal to. This is a mark you're just giving away if you get it wrong. Common mistake number two, confusing truncation with rounding. If the question says truncated, the bounds are different. Read the question carefully. Common mistake number three, not showing you're working for bounds calculations. Even if you get the right answer, examiners want to see that you found the individual bounds first. Write them down clearly. Here's a pro tip. Memorize the standard format LB less than or equal to X less than UB. Write it down at the top of your working space when you see an error interval question. It's your template and it'll keep you on track. Another tip, when dealing with significant figures, underline the significant digit before you start. This helps you identify the degree of accuracy and avoid silly mistakes. All right, let's test your understanding with some quick-fire questions. Pause the podcast after each question and see if you can answer it. Question one, a mass is given as 7.3 kilograms to one decimal place. What is the error interval? Pause now. Answer, 7.25 less than or equal to X less than 7.35. The lower bound is 7.25. The upper bound is 7.35. And we use the correct inequality symbols. Question two, a length is truncated to 5.2 meters to one decimal place. What is the error interval? Pause now. Answer, 5.2 less than or equal to X less than 5.3. Remember, truncation means we chop off the decimals, so the interval is from 5.2 up to, but not including 5.3. Question three. A number is given as 200 to one significant figure. What is the lower bound? Pause now. Answer, 150. The first significant figure is the 2, so we're rounding to the nearest 100. That means the lower bound is 150. How did you do? If you got all three, brilliant. If not, go back and review the core concepts section. Let's wrap up. Error intervals are all about understanding the limits of measurement accuracy. Remember the standard format, LB less than or equal to X less than UB. The lower bound is included, the upper bound is not. Watch out for truncation versus rounding. They give different intervals. For higher tier, always find the bounds of individual measurements first, then calculate. This topic is a gift in the exam because it's so formulaic. Learn the rules, practice the notation, and you'll pick up easy marks every time. Thanks for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time.